Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. An IRS whistleblower is defending his claims Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. IRS investigator Gary Shapley.
I called U.S. Attorney David Weiss, and we said, you know, we needed to execute this search warrant. He responded that the prosecutors didn't want to. No sooner had I gotten off the phone with David Weiss had we learned that the prosecutors were informing defense counsel of that storage unit and the evidence that existed there.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer on Fox Nation says evidence continues to come in from investigators and whistleblowers that President Biden and Hunter Biden were involved in a pay-for-play scheme involving millions of dollars from foreign governments to Biden family members.
This isn't the only text message or message that Hunter sent demanding payment from these foreign nationals. We've got people coming in for depositions now. He found money transferred to 9 Biden family members through those suspicious activity reports. We found the Romanian money. Right. We found new banks and new shell companies just by having access to those treasury reports.
Severe weather is creating issues at airports ahead of the 4th of July holiday weekend. Coming on the heels of Tuesday's issues, more than 6,700 flights were delayed on Wednesday. Over 1,100 were also canceled. America's biggest and busiest airports are the hardest hit. Unionized UPS drivers are warning of an imminent strike that could start as soon as next week. UPS Teamsters are demanding the delivery company produce its last, best, and final offer to the union by Friday. After a failed negotiation meeting this week, Teamsters General President Sean O'Brien warned, the largest single employer strike in American history now appears inevitable. Over 340,000 UPS employees could walk off the job, causing massive disruptions to the U.S. supply chain. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Debris from the imploded Titan submersible near the Titanic wreckage is now back on dry land.
The U.S. Coast Guard made the announcement Wednesday, not long after a ship returned to port carrying pieces of Titan wreckage recovered from the bottom of the ocean. It looked to include the nose of the Titan sub. Investigators from the U.S. and Canada will team up to learn more about what caused the vessel to implode. 5 people on board the Titan are believed to have been killed by the implosion. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Did you ever want to live like Barbie? Well, now you can.
Here it is, Barbie's dream house.
And you could live in it thanks to Airbnb. The vacation rental company is giving guests an opportunity to live in an authentic Malibu Barbie dream house. In celebration of the upcoming Barbie movie, the company's revealed its plans to offer 2 one-night stays in the dream house next month.
Barbie's dream house is a wish come true.
Located in, of course, Malibu, California, the dream house is fully adorned in vibrant hot pink hues from floor to ceiling, both inside and out. I'm John Schaefer.
Virgin Galactic is set to launch its first commercial flight to the edge of space today. The company said in a tweet that the six-man crew, including three Italian researchers, will make an up-and-down flight aboard Virgin's Galactic Wings space plane. It will launch from Virgin Galactic Spaceport America near White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Going to be about as easy as trying to get out of town this holiday weekend as flights are canceled. Everything's up, you know, upside down here. I mean, there's no way. And then you got Pete Buttigieg, you know, sending a message to everyone. What can you do? I mean, you've got more people. You got availability. Flights are being canceled. I guess maybe saying something is better than nothing. But I'm not comforted by any means by what Mayor Pete had to share with us. Regardless of that, you've also got Hunter Biden. You know, he's not out of the hot seat yet. He's got he's going to be dealing with a defamation lawsuit. So more information coming out as whistleblowers continue to blow whistles in Washington, D.C. And the left is, you notice, they're tightening up. They're kind of quiet these days. Because, you know, the left being what the left is, they can get a by with, you know, plausible deniability. You know, their comfort, that's their comfort zone. But once the shroud is pulled back and things become obvious and too overt, they get real quiet. Because America's eyes are opening up, thank God. And even when it comes to the economy. It's kind of hysterical because you remember the saying, you know, what happened at the racetrack, right, at the NASCAR event when they were yelling Brandon, Brandon, which was kind of a, you know, a bit of a mockery, you know, towards President Biden. And he picked up on that and thought, oh, well, they're cheering for me. You know, they must not know that I'm walking around buck naked here. You know, they're cheering me on. The same thing with this idea of Bidenomics. I mean, this was like a mockery. You know, the president, but he thinks, oh, wow, this is a good deal. So they're embracing it. Dr. Michael Bustler is with us now. He's the public policy analyst and economics professor. Hey, Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm fine. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, good to have you here. The president heard Bidenomics and thinks that's a good thing. And then he picks it up like he did Brandon. And and it doesn't realize that really it's a mockery and it's a joke.
Yeah, so one of the negative impacts of this is now that he's put Bidenomics on the economy, he's going to own the economy. Now, he thinks that that's a good thing. Most of us will disagree with that. Every poll says, you know, only about 30-35% of the public thinks that that Biden's done well on the economy. So he's going to end up owning what happens in the economy, and they'll refer it back to his Bidenomics. So what exactly is Bidenomics? So what he's done so far is massively increased government spending, and he started to raise taxes, and if he has his way, he'll raise taxes on some other things. This is pretty much what Ronald Reagan used to refer to with Jimmy Carter when he said, here you go again, tax and spend.
Right.
And what ends up happening with that in the short term, all that government spending, wherever it's going, will boost growth, although it really hasn't boosted total economic growth. But there are certain industries where if the government's spending money, those industries will grow. The problem is what happens a little further down the road and what are some of the negative impacts even today. Because all of those investments, he calls them investments, it's government spending of taxpayers' money. He calls those investments. But all those, all that spending has created massive deficits, and that creates the high public debt that we have. Now, again, to be fair, before he came into office in 2020 under the Trump administration, we did have a very large government deficit in the $3 trillion range. The reason for that, of course, was we shut the economy down completely, which we now view as as the wrong thing to have done. But we shut the economy down, and to make sure that that didn't lead to a prolonged recession or worse, the Trump administration spent all that money to bring the economy back. And it worked marvelously. By 2021, when Biden got into office, the economy was growing at a 6% annual rate. That's the best rate we've had since since 1984. Reagan had a 7% rate. So it's the best rate we've had in 40 years. There was no reason to stimulate the economy at that point. Yet Biden insisted, as part of his Bidenomics, that he was going to spend nearly $2 trillion on what he called the American Rescue Plan, and the American economy didn't need to be rescued. They say it was growing at a 6% rate. And then later that year, 2021...
Hang on just a minute. Let's go back. People need to understand here, Michael, as we go through this, and this is great history that you're laying out for us. This American Rescue Plan was political payback. He had to pay back political debts that went back to Clinton, to Hillary Clinton days. Because Hillary Clinton made a lot of promises. And that's how she was able to raise, over $1 billion for her campaign, right? So, yes. the people that owe that debt are saying, hey, pay up. And so here it is. You can't let any good crisis go to waste. And he led the people to believe, thank you very much to mainstream media and everybody else that was complicit in this, they allowed the carpetbaggers to come in, open up the Treasury gates, and just pillage our Treasury. Right? I mean, because this was not, like you said, this was not a reasonable investment. Not for we the people. For the Democrats it was, because they had to pay off these political debts.
Yeah. And
does that make sense?
Absolutely. And not only the American Rescue Plan, but remember later in the year, he passed what he ironically called the Inflation Reduction Act. House spending another over $1 trillion is going to reduce inflation is counter to every economic theory. But he spent even more. And and he said it was infrastructure wasn't involved in there. Part of it was infrastructure, and some of it made sense, but at more than half of it had nothing to do with infrastructure. Had to do with climate change and electricity.
All these other Don Quixote windmills that he was chasing down. Michael, wasn't it, I think at the end of the day, somewhere 17-20% of that, what was it? It was over $1 trillion, right? 1.6 or something?
Trillion, yeah.
Oh, 1.2. Okay, 1.2 trillion, And so, but it was only about 17, maybe 20%, if you give them the benefit of the doubt, was actually, that you could at the end of the day say, okay, that might help. So for 20% of the 1.2 trillion, the rest of it, again, is all for crony capitalism and political paybacks.
And all of that excess government spending contributed significantly to the inflation problem that we had. The other part was because the Federal Reserve's shockingly irresponsible monetary policy in 2021. But what Biden did, continuing to increased government spending created excess demand in the economy, and that's why by the middle of 2022, the inflation rate had gotten up to over 9%. So Biden has to own all this. It's Bidenomics, he calls it.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Michael Bustler on the other side. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, AP News has recently said that a song you're hearing from the January 6 prisoners is a whitewash of what they say happened. These prisoners who have been deprived of due process and have become political casualties of a deliberate and weaponized judicial system that no longer renders justice equally as under the law, but their own politically motivated justice. It's become obvious that our constitutional form of justice is being corrupted. And those who want to participate and support this form of justice are themselves adding to the corruption. And, as is the historical record, eventually the corruption spreads so pervasively that even those for the moment who seem protected become victims themselves. The brilliance of our Constitution is that it is based on fairness, justice for all in due process. Compromise any of these foundational elements and you've rendered our justice system corrupt and destructive. In the end, no one wins. Maybe time to send in the artificial intelligence clowns.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
It's after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Dr. Michael Bustler, public policy analyst, economics professor. Michael did such a great job in helping us understand, you know, Bidenomics and the history of how we got here and the fact that it was tied into political debts that the Democrats had to pay back. And here it was. COVID gave the Democratic Party so much opportunity, not only to take over the White House, but to pay back some of these debts that go all the way back to Hillary Clinton and her run for president. And, of course, not only did you have that, but you had new debt coming in, too. I'm talking about political debts and beholdens that the Bidens had in order to get elected president in that campaign. Does that all make sense to you now? Are you starting to see what's happening? Right. And then now he's trying to shroud the whole deal and lead us to believe the unbelievable. Because no matter what he says, how much spin he puts on it, you know, as Michael and I were talking off air, you're going to the store every day. You're seeing the cost of goods. You're seeing what's happening in businesses. People, mass layoffs are happening, Michael. All this stuff, and it is all brought to you by the policies of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. They have crashed our economy, and then he says, oh, we're going to, you know, we are the party of the middle class. Well, even when he and Obama were involved, you know, if we remember the pain of the middle, they all but decimated and killed the middle class. You know, they tell you with their mouths one thing, and then with their policies and progressive ideas, they're killing the very same thing that they say that they're, you know, they're growing. And it just doesn't make sense. And as you said, they're hoping to bamboozle us, you know, to the 2024 election because the clock is running on it. If they can bamboozle most of the people there, then they can retain power. But I think they've got, you know, they've got headwinds to deal with because the reality of Bidenomics is so obvious. I mean, you have to suspend. You've got to suspend your reality and common sense to believe anything that Joe Biden is telling us.
You know, he stands there and gives speeches, and some of them are a little bit incoherent in spots. So he gives speeches. When a politician gives a speech, what you try to do is influence somebody's thinking. You want them to start thinking along your lines rather than thinking along with your opponent. And it's somewhat successful. You can convince people that one idea makes a little more sense. So you can influence their thinking. What you can't influence is how they feel. And when people go out to the store and they see how much more they're paying for groceries, they don't feel very good about that. And when they go out and buy gasoline, even though the price of gasoline is down from its peak, you know, it's still 50% higher than when President Biden came into office. So they feel like they're spending more money on gasoline and food and necessities, and they don't feel good about that. That's why when they do polling, about a third of the people, only about a third of the people feel Biden is doing a good job on the economy. The other two-thirds don't. Let me mention one other thing that is very significant here. The Federal Reserve. Now, you're never quite sure what the relationship is between the president and the Federal Reserve in that the Federal Reserve...
It's kind of about as fuzzy as the relationship between the president and the attorney general's office these days, but go ahead.
Exactly. The Federal
Reserve, couldn't help myself, sorry.
That's all right. The Federal Reserve is supposed to be independent of federal government, but what happened here, the Federal Reserve's primary goal should be price stability. There are three goals, price stability, full employment, and growth. But price stability, that is keeping inflation down, should always be the number one priority. In 2021, they just forgot about this goal. And I think what they were trying to do was accommodate President Biden's spending. And how did they do that? So when the federal government spends money they don't have, they have to sell bonds. Well, if you're selling bonds and pulling a lot of money out of capital markets, that could slow the economy. So the Federal Reserve said, we'll buy $240 billion per month of government bonds. That's nearly the entire deficit, and it shouldn't hurt economic growth, they said. But they buy it by simply electronically printing up more money, which is highly inflationary. How anybody in 2021 didn't realize that with massive government spending deficits and with a monetary policy keeping interest rates near zero and flooding the market with money, how that was not going to create inflation, any economist in his right mind said that this will cause inflation. So all of that has led to where we are today. finally, in June of 2022, the Federal Reserve woke up and said, you know, price stability is a target. It is a goal of ours. And now we've got to
right.
really catch up. So they jacked
exactly.
the rates way up, and that's causing problems.
Yeah, I mean, Michael, this is stuff that you've been reporting on this show for years. I mean, this is really, when you look at the pattern here, even though you got Powell in charge before, you know, during the Obama years, who was it? Was it Yellen that was in charge
Yellen.
At the time?
Yeah.
Yellen, okay. So the deal is you had quantitative easing, you had all this, you know, this monetary,
right.
you know, gymnastics in order to protect the administration, and now here they are. They're back at it again. I mean, they didn't do a lot to help, you know, Trump. Trump complained and said, hey, guys, you know, how about a little bit of support here? And they didn't even throw him a lifeline. But, boy, you know, you get a Democrat in there and Obama and Biden, and they're going through all kinds of, you know, all kinds of gymnastics to, you know, fudge on the economy and to help deal with this crazy spending and to be, in a sense, they're co-conspirators against we the people here, Michael. Am I overstating this or what?
No. And the reason is the Biden administration, their economic policy is not focused on economics. It's focused on climate change and social inequality. And as long mm-hmm. as you're looking at that and setting your economic policy toward that, it really is not going to be very effective. In those areas, yeah, you may help your electric cars and you may give out a lot of free money to people that you think is really helping them. But what it does is create those huge deficits and it ends up mm-hmm. hurting the rest of us. And now we're paying the price. Finally, the Republican House, and some people said they should have been even stronger, but at least they were able to hold the line on government spending in this debt ceiling bill. And this will be the first time that government spending in absolute terms has not increased from 1 year mm-hmm. to the next since 1946. So we've got to hold the line on government spending. It's a very difficult thing to do. Mm-hmm.
And the people need to understand the importance of this, Michael, because the thing is what Biden and Obama before him, what they did in order for all these social justice claims and these dreams and passions that they've had, it's really, when you break it down, it's a small percentage of the people, you know, that it's for, that, you know, it supposedly helps. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we go electric. Well, they're saying right now with all that's available, we could barely service. I mean, I'll round it up. I'll give them benefit of the doubt. Say 10%. 10% of the automobile market. So now 90% of the market is suffering for the 10%. And I mean, and it's not like 10 and then in 2 years later, we're going to be up to 50 or 60%. I mean, you know, 10 years later, we'd probably still be lucky to be, you know, still maybe 15%. And you've got the masses of people suffering for this stupid idea.
Yeah, the way these things are supposed to work, you're supposed to let the market make changes like this. And when the market does it, you end up with very efficient changes. He didn't want the market to do it. He tried to distort the market by giving rebates and encouraging people to buy cars where there really is very little demand for them. He should have just let the marketplace take care of this. And just as the marketplace has taken care of every radical change in consumer behavior, it ends up being very efficient and the results end up being very good. President Biden has got to concentrate his Bidenomics on economics and not on social goals and climate change goals.
I don't think he can get out of that. I think his paradigm and ideology is so fixed. I mean, what echoes at me real loud and clear, Michael, is I'm here from the government and I'm here to help, right?
That's what Ronald Reagan said is the worst thing you can hear when you get a knock at the door and someone says, I'm from the government, I'm here to help, then you know you're in real big trouble.
And today they say, I'm here from the IRS, I'm here to help, and I got a gun. Hello. Michael Butler, thank you,
sir.
Just
for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra-smooth, ultra-powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't
see every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
USA News Update. An IRS whistleblower is defending his claims Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. IRS investigator Gary Shapley.
I called U.S. Attorney David Weiss, and we said, you know, we needed to execute this search warrant. He responded that the prosecutors didn't want to. No sooner had gotten off the phone with David Weiss had we learned that the prosecutors were informing defense counsel of that storage unit and the evidence that existed there.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer on Fox Nation says evidence continues to come in from investigators and whistleblowers that President Biden and Hunter Biden were involved in a pay-for-play scheme involving millions of dollars from foreign governments to Biden family members.
This isn't the only text message or message that Hunter sent demanding payment from these foreign nationals. We've got people coming in for depositions now.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You're having a great morning. I'm Bill Martinez. Hey, we're laying it out for you, okay? The whole truth and nothing but, as best as we know right now, more information continues to come out. I mean, it's almost like a fire hose. I mean, because it had to eventually get out. And this is the problem with the truth for those who lie. And it's like the longer you lie, the more complicated it gets. And then you just like, you're like an octopus, you know, trying to fill in the gaps and stop the bleeding here. And I just see, you know, the Biden family and anybody else associated, the Democratic Party for that matter, you know, trying to, stop the gap here. And because this thing is really starting to unleash itself, I mean, to such a degree that even the mainstream media, as we were talking with Dr. Michael Butler, who have been complicit in all this, really, I mean, this has been a cabal to protect this president the same way that they did for Barack Obama. And so there's nothing new here. They already know what to do, what strategies they need to employ in order to get to the next election. And all they've got to do is keep, you know, half the country in the dark, bamboozled, and they win, and they hold on to control and power. That's the name of the game here for them. But they're hard-pressed right now because even their buddies in the mainstream media suddenly, I don't know, they've got a conscience, or if it's like, oh, man, I'm telling you what, we have missed the biggest story in modern history. We're talking the Biden family business, you know, pay-to-play, bribery scandal, at large, and we have not been reporting on it. So we better scramble and cover ourselves so that down the road the people will forget and we'll be able to tell them, well, you know, hey, we've been on top of it all this time. We've been telling you all about it. Steve Bonta is with us. He is the executive senior editor who writes on economics, foreign affairs, and American politics for the New American Magazine. Hey, Steve, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm just fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So it's quite the plan and the game they're playing on the American people. When I say that, I'm talking about the mainstream media, social media oligarchs, and the whole whole cabal here that has been, you know, keeping America in the dark. But now, thank God to these whistleblowers and WhatsApp information, you know, we're starting to, you know, get behind the veil here that has been kept from us.
Well, you know, I'd like to think that what you just said about the mainstream media is true. They're finally cottoning on to the fact that they're missing this momentous story, and their better instincts are finally winning over. However, it could also be the fact that many of them have concluded that it would be better to try to cut Biden loose now so that someone like Gavin Newsom could step in and take his place as the Democratic candidate in 2024. It's hard to know for sure. But I would I don't know that anyone's ever lost money, you know, overestimating the cynicism of the Washington press corps in that regard.
Yeah.
And also their absolute ironclad allegiance with the Democratic Party movers and shakers.
Well, they're getting cranky. I mean, you've seen those pressers going on. Karine Jean-Pierre, I mean, she's asking the Biden administration for combat pay. I mean, you know. The natives are getting restless, you know. They're holding their feet to the fire a little bit, and she's not real happy.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Regardless of their motivations, it does seem like they're starting to turn on Biden, finally. I guess better late than never, you know. And whether or not it will be soon enough, or for that matter, sustained enough to really build up a real momentum for impeachment and you know, perhaps removal from office. It's hard to see that happening, but, stranger things have happened. I have to say, you know, for all of my coverage of this particular issue, I know this is a fascinating story, but, you know, as soon as I write something, we put it online or in the printed issue, it's obsolete within a day or two. As you said, it's like a fire hose of information. And, one supposes that there are more WhatsApp messages to come and more bank statements and the like. So, I mean, the evidence is already overwhelming. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting is that the response of the administration, Karine Jean-Pierre, instead of saying something like, well, that's a lie, or that simply is not true, or no, he wasn't there, or this kind of thing, the sort of thing that Trump said every time that he was accused of some new outrage, you know, he would come out and very forcibly say, no, these people are liars, they're setting up blah, 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 blah. And what she said, well, I refer you to White House counsel, and then walked off. And then John Kirby does the same. So they're clearly starting to brick up the wall here and prepare for a siege. And they're not sure, you know, how much lying they can get away with now because some people from within are starting to turn on them and this type of thing. So there's definitely a siege mentality building.
But, Steve, we've been reporting on this for years. I mean, you know, for us, it's no big surprise. It's like, okay, well, thank God you caught up. I mean, we've only been telling you this for the last 2.5 years. And, you know, whether it's Peter Schweitzer, Miranda Devine's book, other reporting, investigative reporting that you guys have been doing as well. I mean, it's like, and they act like as if it's just new revelation. You know, and that's the thing that's unconscionable, because meanwhile, for the last 2.5 years, you know, this middle class now with Bidenomics, you know, that, the president is embracing, which, you know, was originally thrown out there kind of as a mock to him, as they mocked him, if you remember, back in the Brandon days, right? Brandon, go Brandon. And he thought, oh, no, they're cheering me on. No, they're mocking you, you knucklehead, you know, and that was Bidenomics. But because... regardless of what Joe Biden wants to sell us, another bill of goods, the reality faces us every day when we go to the grocery store or we go to fill up our gas tank. I mean, you know, we may have got a little bit of a pay raise at the start of all this, but that got chewed up long ago.
Yeah. And I mean, the disconnect between the Washington crowd is so substantial, and because obviously it doesn't really affect most of them. I mean, these are the various Virginia and Maryland counties that ring the D.C. area that are full of these, you know, career lobbyists and other people. These are the most affluent places in the entire country.
Exactly.
The income of all those corporate, those lawyers and lobbyists is just fantastic amounts of money. So they don't care if the price of eggs triples or quadruples or whatever, or gas or whatever it may be. But, you know, another point that I think bears mentioning is that I think that part of the reason that the press and obviously the Democrats have been yawning and dismissing this thing for years is that they all know that this is nothing new. It's not unique to the Bidens. We like to refer now to the Biden crime family, but there are frankly many crime families, you know, political families doubling as crime families in the D.C. area. Look at Nancy Pelosi and the centimillionaire that she's become after, you know, a lifetime in politics, and many others. And it's not just a modern thing either. I mean, you know, Lyndon Johnson was a career politician.
Of course.
And he was a multimillionaire by the time he retired. So this is nothing new. Everyone in D.C. knows it. And the majority of them, consider it to be business as usual, sort of an untidy but necessary appendage to politics that we all just kind of smirk over and ignore and hope that the American people never catch on to.
Well, you see, and this is what's making them feel uncomfortable. As long as it stays in that plausible deniability realm, as long as you have a little bit of a doubt, I can live on that. But when the veil is pulled back and it's so overt and obvious, they're real uncomfortable right now, Steve. And you can tell because, listen, you know, it's quiet. It's like crickets. You know, just like you said, you know, it's not like they're responding and saying, no, that's a lie. That's not true. They're just, you know, they're deflecting right now and trying to keep their heads low and just saying, OK, like all news cycles, this too shall pass. We'll be OK. It's going to be a little uncomfortable for a little bit. But meanwhile, every day, Steve, there's more information that comes out. And, you know, it's like, oh, here's another bad day at the office. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, there are obviously the obvious parallels with the Clinton administration and the corruption there that ultimately led to Clinton's impeachment. Although it's interesting, at that time, I remember I was a graduate student at Eastern University at that time, and Oliver North came to talk to the campus conservatives, and he made this comment shortly after. It was right after the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke, and he said, this is what the Clintons have been hoping for. They want us to talk about sex. They don't want us to talk about the other more serious stuff, you know, the China-related corruption, everything. For people remember that, you know, because they know they can overcome that, and also because, as with the influence peddling stuff now, you know, back then and today, everybody in Washington, you know, every time there's a sex scandal, their attitude privately is, what's the big deal? Everybody does that, And it's the same thing now with influence peddling. And American theater, we're getting a clinic in this.
Well, like they said, it's never about the crime. It's the cover-up that gets them. We've got more from Steve Bonta.
To save money on nearly all your prescription drugs. We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
The executive senior editor who writes on economics, foreign affairs, and American politics for the New American Magazine, Steve Bonta, is here with us. And, of course, kind of just to summarize everything, Steve, whistleblowers, they're not going away. In fact, it seems like more are coming forward. We're getting more information regarding, you know, the Biden family, Biden crime family, as they're referring it to now. I'm telling you, it's... The thing that's disheartening for me after everything is said and done, Steve, is that in the middle class, the everyday American people who have been so severely impacted by this obvious greed, all that's been done, I mean, the policies that have been enacted, how they've compelled the American people, you know, to in order to get into the Treasury and to spend their money and to put us in debt to $32 trillion. I mean, this is a national security issue to have this kind of debt. I mean, what are we paying just in interest alone? What are we, about $600-700 billion a year now just in interest for that? And that's right now with the rate being what it is. If the rate coughs up a little bit more, I mean, we could be at $1 trillion really quick, couldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, again, it's good to see people finally starting to get red-pilled as to the real predatory nature of the system that we have. And I say system because it includes not only the government, you know, the banking system, the larger, you know, the halo of lobbyists and special interests and everything, you know, it's a coordinated system
It's an infrastructure, Steve. It's
designed to milk the taxpayers for as much as they can possibly get away with, either via direct taxation or via inflation, which are kind of two sides of the same coin in some regards.
Yeah. How do we blow this up, Steve? I mean, this really needs to be blown up. I mean, and again, we go back, exactly. But I mean, there's got to be some things. I'm an old Pareto principle guy. The 20% can give you 80% of the yield, and we got to find that 20% that we, the people, have control of, that we can do and blow this thing up, because this infrastructure, which when you go back, I mean, Barack Obama announced it to everybody and they all kind of clapped like a bunch of trained seals when he called for the fundamental transformation of this country. I go, what did that mean? I mean, people are clapping and they're all excited about it. I go, what are you doing? I mean, do you understand what he's talking about? And I think now, if you didn't then, you have a clearer understanding. This infrastructure that is well-oiled and established on the Beltway is what we're living with. And it is this infrastructure that is not going to serve us. It's going to serve them. And they're going to continue to stay in power and in control and spending our money, because for some reason, in their own ego and greed, they believe they're so self-righteous that, they deserve it. That they are the elite class of the world, of America, and that us plebes, we owe it to them.
Well, this is certainly not a new thing. Again, there have always been, going back to the founding of the Republic and even before, there have always been people, primarily concentrated in the large cities, the centers of industry and finance, who have that belief. The difficulty now is that We retooled, we really already have fundamentally transformed the country over the past roughly 100 years or so, such that the legal and regulatory systems now enable them and protect them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're seeing with the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden scandal, but obviously these are far from the only people who peddle influence, who engage in corruption, and who know how to take advantage of the system, make it work to their advantage. And, they all have a very strong vested interest in the maintenance of that system, or infrastructure, as you're calling it. And they will fight tooth and nail, like savage beasts, before they will give up on it. When Obama spoke of fundamentally transforming the system, those aren't the words. When people say things like that, those aren't the words of people who love the United States or the Constitution. I mean, if a man says of his wife, "I want to fundamentally transform my wife," that isn't the language of love there. That's the language of control and manipulation. And so, exactly. I mean, that, to some extent, is the key. These are not people who love the United States, as you and I do, who have allegiance to the Constitution. They love power and pelf, and everything else they see as being subordinate to it. Now, of course, in their own minds, they don't see themselves as Hollywood villains or anything like that. But they just see the world as a great contest between the strong and the weak, and they regard themselves as the former and therefore deserving of the spoils.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is the survival of the fittest, isn't it?
Well, and for those of us who, we're all obviously frail, imperfect mortals, but, I like to think that the majority of people just don't have that mindset. They're not driven by this incredible, ambition and lust for power. And it's very hard for those people really to comprehend the mindset of a Joe Biden or somebody like this that just has this, that just need to be in power, that need to be the center of everything. They're just consumed with all of this and whose private lives, frankly, would make Marquis de Sade blush in many instances.
Exactly. Steve, you touched on something here, and I think that, what I've observed in history, I mean, let's go back to the children of Israel. Here they are. God is their king, but they want a human king. There's just something about human nature that wants to have something they can touch and feel and adore or whatever. It's bizarre. But it seems to be within our DNA to gravitate in that direction. So it's what the Biden family and Obamas and others before and the ruling class, all they're doing is giving the people what they want.
You know, you're going to get a president. He's king-like, but you got a president, and now all honor and glory. But this isn't the type of president that George Washington represented or that he had vision of that would be the leader of the country, you know. But there's just something about the DNA within humanity that still wants a king. Even though they're doing all these unjust things to the people, it's like, yeah, but you know what? Joe Biden may be a criminal, but he's our criminal. He's our king. There's something, I don't know. I mean, it seems bizarre because we've been talking about this for so long. This has been so obvious. And even now where it's beyond so obvious, you know, you still got 40% of the people think the guy's doing a good job. I mean,
sure. Well,
what
does
that tell you?
Well, and it's amusing that we look at, oh, I don't know, the brainwashed populace of North Korea, or the People's Republic of China, or any other country where a clear-cut, you know, cult of personality is the order of the day as far as government is concerned. They have one supremo, and people are instructed to venerate that person as though he were, you know, a god or, you know, Baal or something like that. And
right.
And we assume ourselves to be beyond such things. But, you know, not only in politics, I mean, we tend to worship some of the most scurrilous personalities, you know, in entertainment and sports mm-hmm. and everything
oh, yeah.
else. It's that deep-seated instinct to worship. And I think someone said it well, that people in our you know, the human soul has two choices. They'll worship either God mm-hmm. or something
yeah.
else. But
oh,
worship
yeah,
we
exactly.
will. And that something else usually takes the form of some exalted human, you know, that we raise up. Obviously, politics is a major vehicle for that.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And the thing is, Steve, is we're here now, and we're dealing with this. And we talked about the infrastructures. You got two infrastructures. You have the infrastructure of our U.S. Constitution. When I read it, I just, you know, and here we are. We're days away from celebrating our 247th birthday as the United States of America. We have a Constitution. I am encouraging our audience to, you know, just a portion of the day, just read the Declaration of Independence. You know, you got family around. Everybody take a chapter or, I mean, not a chapter, but, you know, a paragraph or two and pass it around and read it. Read the Declaration of Independence. You know, put down your hot dog for a second. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read the Constitution. The infrastructure of those documents and our early foundings and what it produced, unbelievable compared to the infrastructure of, you know, Barack Obama and the fundamental transformation and what the Democrats are doing to the people. So it's like, okay, oh, what do you want? Do you want the infrastructure of the Constitution or you want the infrastructure of this new Green Deal that the progressives are throwing up these days?
Well, you know what the problem with the Constitution, with the Declaration of Independence is? Nobody reads beyond the first paragraph. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the first paragraph is all those stirring words about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that every school child at least used to memorize. I don't know if they do that anymore,
yeah.
but you know, and a very stirring language. But then when they get to all the grievances against King George and his army of bureaucrats, everybody gets bored and, but if you read those, you realize, oh my
yes.
goodness, obviously, mutatis mutandis. There have been, you know, changes over history, but most of the accusations leveled against King George and his minions, are still true today.
Or have, they echo
have
through, no doubt. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is the thing. I mean, you read those documents, and when I say read, just like you said, beyond the paragraph, you know, the first paragraph, go read the whole thing. And as you do, it's amazing. When I've been in a group of people that we've done that, you start watching the light bulbs come on, and they go,
"Amen."
Oh,
read the Constitution.
You know what I'm saying?
Declaration of Independence.
And enjoy a safe and sane 4th of July, and think about all those that made this possible. It, not only those that died for freedom, but the families that have been affected, you know, forever, Steve Bonta. What a great gift they've given to us. And here it is. It's up to us to pass on to the next generation a better America than when we found it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And believe me, as someone who's lived abroad in a number of different countries, you don't want to find out what the alternatives look like. We want to
yeah, without
a doubt. Republic.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit of a look-see and doesn't look good. He's the executive senior editor for the New American Magazine, Steve Bonta. Steve, thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime.